Lecture 4, God's Word, the Quranic Worldview.
We've talked about the cornerstones or the foundation stones for Islam, the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad. In our last class, we talked about Muhammad and his role, his reception of the revelation, and the way in which he then served as prophet statesman. But central and pivotal and most foundational is the Quran itself. And so today we'll talk about God's word, the Quranic worldview. Muslims believe that the Quran is the literal, eternal, uncreated word of God, sent down from heaven to the Prophet Muhammad as a guide for humankind. Sacred scriptures exist because throughout history, God has sent his guidance to prophets so that his will may be known. For Muslims, in terms of their worldview and recognition, and certainly the Quran itself, this is especially true with regard to the great prophets of Judaism and Christianity, Moses and Jesus, and the revelations that they brought, the Torah and the Gospels. The Quran confirms the Torah and the Gospel as revelations from God, but revelations that became corrupted over time. Muslims believe that after the deaths of the prophets, extraneous non-biblical beliefs infiltrated the Torah and the Gospel, altering the original pure revelation. For example, Christian doctrines such as the elevation of Jesus from a great prophet to the Son of God, his death on the cross, the Trinity, are seen as human fabrications that distort and contradict God's original revelation and its monotheistic message. Thus, the Quran was sent as a correction rather than a nullification or abrogation of the Torah and the Gospel. Muslims therefore believe that Islam is the oldest of the monotheistic faiths, since it represents both the original and final revelation of God. So, while from a historical point of view, we might say that Islam is the youngest of faiths, dating Islam in terms of the creation of the Islamic community in the 7th century, for Muslims, Islam is the religion of God. It is the religion that can be traced back through the prophets to Abraham and to God himself. And the Quran has that and embodies that original revelation. Therefore, Islam is the oldest, if you will, of religions. The Muslim scripture, the Quran, is believed to be then the final and complete word of God. The Quran and the example of the prophet, his sunnah, Muhammad's sayings and deeds, preserved, as we said before, in narrative traditions or hadith, are what Muslims have as their guide for daily life. They represent the foundation stones of not only Islamic faith, but also Islamic civilization. As we have seen, the Quran was revealed to Muhammad in stages over a 22-year period, first in Mecca from 610 to 622, and later in Medina, 622 to 632. The Quran was preserved in both oral and written form during the lifetime of Muhammad, that is, each of these revelations as they came, and then was collected and eventually compiled in its current format during the reign of the third caliph, Uthman, who reigned from 644 to 656. The Quran's 114 chapters and 6,000 verses, shorter in length than the New Testament, were collected rather than edited thematically or chronologically. The longer chapters, the Medinan, come first, with the shortest of the chapters, or the shorter chapters, the early Meccan revelations at the end. As we have said, the verses are organized in two broad categories. The early revelations Muhammad received in Mecca and those in Medina. The revelations to Muhammad at Mecca tend to be more concerned with religious belief and practice, while the later Medinan verses reflect the life, problems, and issues of the Islamic community state at Medina. The Quran was revealed in Arabic, and therefore Arabic is the sacred language of Islam. All Muslims, regardless of their mother tongue or country of origin, memorize and recite the Quran in Arabic, pray in Arabic. Quranic passages are central to Muslim prayer 5 times each day. Translations of the Quran are typically accompanied by an Arabic text, not all the time, but often. Until relatively recently, translations of the Quran into local languages were resisted, even forbidden, for fear that the original text and meaning would be corrupted.